Super Bowl ads are expected to stay out of politics this time around. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. The January jobs report in about an hour and a half could be punctuated by footnotes, especially the federal government shutdown. Predictions are all over the map, with the typical forecast coming in at around 165,000 more names on payrolls. That will be down from the very strong 312,000 gain in December. The parallel survey of households should find the unemployment rate holding steady at maybe 3.9%. Markets. The benchmark 10-year interest rate is little changed at 2.63%. The Dow future up 0.1%. S&P future little changed. The Nasdaq future down 0.4%. The 100-share index in London up 0.7%. The White House is trying to drive down the prices consumers pay at the pharmacy, so it is targeting middlemen and middlewomen who negotiate drug prices for insurers. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer's on the line from Washington. Nancy, so to start here, who are folks in between the drug companies and the drug providers?
Well, they're called pharmacy benefit managers. They negotiate insurer rebates for expensive drugs from the pharmaceutical companies, but they don't always pass those rebates on to consumers. Now, the pharmacy benefit managers say they help keep patients' premiums and out-of-pocket costs down, but their critics say they prefer higher priced drugs so they can negotiate higher rebates. And these middlemen are doing the drug buying for insurance companies, so what they buy is what you get.
And what's the proposal here to change?
Well, the Department of Health and Human Services is proposing a rule change here. It would only affect the middlemen who manage drug benefits for Medicare and some Medicaid patients. Right now, there are statutes that prevent kickbacks in federal programs, but these rebates to middlemen are exempted from the kickback laws, so they're allowed. But HHS wants to take away those protections, making the rebates to the middlemen illegal. But the rules would allow rebates directly to consumers, so the hope here is that would mean lower drug prices for patients.
All right, on that last part, really, will consumers end up saving money on medicine?
Really, that's a good question. HHS says some premiums and out-of-pocket costs could go up, but it also says the savings from the rebates would outweigh that. And David, this proposed rule has to go through a number of steps before it can be finalized, including a public comment period. It is expected to face stiff opposition if it is implemented. It wouldn't be finalized until next year, only affecting Medicare and Medicaid. But they're such a big part of the prescription drug market that private insurers will often follow their lead.
Nancy, thank you. Following the extreme cold, Chicago, for example, is going up to 19 today, 40 degrees tomorrow. But the cold forced some big factories, including auto assembly plants, to close, cut power in some spots, curtailed natural gas supplies in Michigan. And there's damage, Marketplace's Ben Bradford reports.
It's basic physics playing out on our power lines, rail lines, and water pipes.
When you heat things up, they expand. When it gets cold, they contract.
Civil engineer Otto Lynch runs a power line company in Madison, Wisconsin, where it fell to 26 below zero Wednesday night.
The wires that carry the electricity are metal. When it gets cold, the wire tension can double easily.
And the lines can break. Railroad tracks, same thing. Connections pull apart as metal shrinks. Water pipes, it's the opposite.
The water freezes, the water expands. Whatever the vessel or container is that's holding the water is going to burst.
Northeastern University professor Philip Anderson says some places adapt to extreme weather better than others, like Norway, where he spent a few years while in the Marines.
Minus 40 degrees was a routine occurrence. All of their electric infrastructure, communications infrastructure, all underground.
He says the U.S. will have to dig deeper into its pockets and into the ground to better prepare for more extreme weather events. I'm Ben Bradford for Marketplace.
Hi, I'm Zach, and I listen to Marketplace in Arlington, Virginia. I think what I appreciate the most about Marketplace is their ability to take the economic news of the day, issues such as tariffs, rate hikes, and tax reform, cut through the political noise, and clearly and concisely explain not only how these issues affect our country and the rest of the world, but how they impact people like me. I hope you'll consider joining me as a Marketplace investor and donate today at marketplace.org to help make their work possible.
CBS charged $5.25 million for each of the 30-second ads in Sunday's Super Bowl, a record. The ads are about commerce, but also about culture. You can't see the game before it's played, of course, but you can see many of the ads. Janine Poggi is senior editor at Ad Age. Thank you for coming in.
Thanks for having me. All right. We live in edgy times. Are these ads going to take on political issues?
They're going to be safe, you know, that no advertiser wants to get into the political conversation. They don't want to stir up controversy.
Which is saying a lot, given the fact that they have tried to stir up controversy in the past, but no way this year?
Absolutely not. They really don't want to get consumers upset on one side or the other.
All right. But any ad is at some level political if you look hard enough. What about depictions of women in these Super Bowl ads? We've been tracking them for a number of years.
Yes. So traditionally, look, how were women portrayed? They were sex objects. They were the nagging wife, the nagging girlfriend. We've moved away from that. But we're still seeing not as many women as men in feature or starring roles in the Super Bowl. Starting to change a bit. This year we have Bumble, which has tapped Serena Williams for a female empowerment ad. We also have Sarah Jessica Parker in an ad. We have Sarah Michelle Gellar in an Olay ad. And Olay, you know, a beauty product, not really something you see advertised often in the Super Bowl. Advertisers are realizing half the audience, almost half the audience of the Super Bowl is female. So let's speak to them.
Well, I had a professor who put oil of Olay on his bald head, so, you know, you never know who the demographics are. Bumble, it's an app.
It's an app. Dating app, social networking app, the whole swipe right phenomenon. Women make the first move.
And Janine, of the ones you've seen, you noticed the intrusion of robots and smart speakers, artificial intelligence.
Yeah, AI is popping up in Super Bowl ads this year. We saw an ad from Michelob Ultra that features robots, one from Pringles that has a Alexa-like device. Both of them sort of have a similar message that AI devices cannot enjoy these snacks and beers the way humans can. It's an interesting theme, you know, playing upon this idea that they're not human.
But let's go to the third level of subtext. It's also, hey, in the future, you're just going to shout at a smart speaker to buy your Pringles.
Yes, absolutely. I think we're pretty much there. I don't know how much in the future we really need to go for that.
I know, but when you want a Pringle, you don't want it in 2 days priority mail.
You want it right now.
They'll figure that out. Janine Poggi is senior editor at Ad Age. Thank you so much for this.
Thank you.
We are also tracking the cost of a ticket to the actual Super Bowl, marketplace.org. This is the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.